Welcome back to another episode of Discussions. I'm your host, Destiny, aka Des, aka a recent college graduate. Y'all, I know I've been gone for literally a month and 3 days, but I had some stuff to take care of with school. I had to make sure I was graduating on time. I go to the most discombobulated school in the whole state of Ohio, so I had to make sure that all the paperwork was in order for me to graduate, because my school is the type of school that will let you walk across the stage and you don't even have a degree when you walk across. So I had to make sure that all that was situated, and then I went on vacation, which, don't judge me, it wasn't really a real vacation. It was more, we went to an isolated cabin and we just stayed there for about a week and a couple days. So it wasn't a vacation, but it was a vacation outside the house because I was getting extreme cabin fever in this household and I was getting ready to snap a couple necks. But I used that time to really think about the direction I wanted to go with the show. And I bought some new equipment and I've been planning. So I just really, I'm going to get it together. Now that I'm graduating, I don't have to worry about school or papers or finals or dealing with anything associated with that school anymore. I can focus on the next direction I want to take with my show, because I do want to get back on a consistent basis and I do want to get that passion that I have for it. Well, I still have it. I was just like in a roadblock for a couple of weeks. I even tried to come up here and record some stuff and the content never made it out. But I'm back and I'm ready to just dive in or whatever. Update on Corona. Family is all safe and well. I did lose a grandmother to Corona. It was hard, but I dealt with it early on. So even though I still have my days where it is hard, I have been coping healthy in a healthy way. I've been coping in a healthy way, and you know, rest in peace to her. And you know, she was my light, she was my world. But I'm grateful for the memories that I did have with her, and I'm just glad that she's in a better place off of this evil earth, honestly. But besides that, life has been somewhat decent. I'm honestly over this whole coronavirus shit, and I've accepted that we're not getting out this bitch until we're not getting out this bitch, but nobody really safe for real until we get a vaccine. Like, and all these states are opening back up, and I just don't think that's a good idea. But it's not about us, it's about money, it's about capitalism, and the economy is going to, what's the word I'm looking for? It's going to sink. So, you know, the government got to do what they got to do. And that consists of them opening up the states so they can get their money back. I mean, simple as that. They tired of giving us free money. Shout out to unemployment. Okay? If you haven't filed and you're eligible to file, please do. I highly recommend that you do. College students who are from Michigan, file for unemployment, please. You're going to be blessed. That account is going to be blessed. So do it, please. If you're not from Michigan, check your unemployment site. See if you're able to, if you're a college student, get the money that we should have got with the stimulus. Because I didn't get a stimulus because I got claimed. So I didn't get a stimulus check. So if you're a college student and you didn't get a stimulus check, I would see what your state guidelines is. If you live in a different state, if you live in a different country, I don't know. I don't get me started on that. But if you live in a different state and you're a college student, see what the guidelines are and apply. Because you had a work study job and that counts for something. Okay? COVID affected your work study job. You were forced to come home and stop working and stop getting that income. You count, you matter. Get your money, get your coin, and get your back pay. Because you will be getting back pay. So go ahead and do that. This government money, I've been grateful for it. It kills me that there's people out there who think they too good to fall for unemployment and shit like that. Like, fuck it. Do it. Why not? Free money that you ain't gotta work for. Same with the stimulus check. Shit, I'm geeking about any free money that I can get in my pocket. I'm not complaining. Even our school blessed us with a stimulus check. It wasn't as much as the one that the government gave, but it was free money in my pocket. Wasn't complaining about it. Was happy as hell about it. shit, thank you. Out of the 4 years of hell that I was in at that school, I thank you for the money that I can get back. Thank you so much for that, at least. But, you know, it's been a weird couple of weeks. Like, I just couldn't believe that I graduated. I really could not believe that I graduated. I think a couple episodes ago I stated that, like, oh, you know, I just wanted to have my party. I wasn't really that bummed out about graduation. But when May 9th actually came and I was just sitting in the house all day, I started to feel it. I'm not about to sit up here and cap. I started to feel it. I was a little upset, you know, but it was short-lived. It just, the selfish person in me, and we all have these moments, but the selfish girl in me wanted to, you know, have everything be about me. That was my day, where every single thing was going to be about me. So I had those, hold on, Theodore is literally crying in the background. I gave up on this thing being perfect with the audio, so I'm just going to let him in. But anyways, yeah, I just want everything to be about me. I was so excited for that. Like, everybody was coming down to celebrate my achievements. I wanted my cousins to see my school. I wanted my family to just be together, have a good time, party. It was going to be lit. And the fact that we were just all just sitting in the house doing nothing, I was like, damn. I wish that I was there right now. And I do wish that I was getting celebrated for my accomplishments, because it was a long 4 years. Okay? It was a long 4 years. I know everybody say, okay, well, I mean, you graduated debt-free. You're on a scholarship. You know, be thankful. Be grateful. I'm very thankful. I'm very grateful. I have a leg up in what I want to do next. I don't have to pay as much debt as, you know, the average college student. But, you know, it came... It had a pros and its it really had its pros and its cons. Pro, I don't have to pay $150,000 right out of undergrad. Cons, I don't want to say I sacrificed happiness, but I sacrificed a lot being there. The school was draining. I can't even sit up here and lie. It was. I'm glad to be gone. Felt like I was holding a large breath for 4 years, and I just. The day that my professors gave me my grades, I just could feel that, just that large lump I just had, just, oh, like everything just went away in that moment. So I'm not gonna lie, I was a little bit bummed about graduation, but if they reschedule it, then my family, we can all get together then. Either way, I was gonna get together with the family. I do appreciate my family members that, you know, congratulated me, and a couple of my family members sent me some gifts. One of my cousins sent me an edible arrangement. Like, I really appreciate that. Like, just to know that y'all was thinking about me during this time was just, thank you. My family, they made it special for me. My friends, they made it special for me. And I'm proud of my friends who graduated too. Shit, we out there. It's on to the next step. Yeah, I had a moment where I panicked a little bit about what I'm doing next. Like, I know I want to take a gap year. I know that for sure. But with this whole pandemic and not being able to really work for real, I was kind of at a crossroads, because I want to work and I want to save up a certain amount of money, because I don't know if I'll be able to live on campus when I go to law school. So I was a little anxious about that, but I'm gonna get it together, and I have nothing but time. And maybe this pandemic is, well, having this time at home, I'm not gonna say the pandemic in general, but having this time at home is a breath of fresh air, a blessing in disguise, because I'm able to just sit down and just think about what I want to do next. I was talking to my therapist yesterday, and she was like, you know, you seem like you want to do a lot right now, so why don't you just make a list? It doesn't have to be in any particular order, but why don't you just make a list of what you have on your mind that you want to accomplish, and just slowly check it off. Like, I know I want to redecorate my room, study for my LSAT, I want to get more active. You know, I've only rolled my skates 3 times, so I'm trying to get more active. And I can't think of everything else that I want to do, but I, well, not off the dome, but I'm going to write it down. I'm going to get somewhat organized. I've even been journaling more. I bought a journal. It's just a regular composition book, and I've just been expressing myself lately. I've been a little stressed, so it's been good to just express myself. I highly do recommend it because I don't know. I feel good talking. I don't know. I just feel good expressing myself in the journal. Like, I love talking to my therapist and I love writing in my journal because I could just feel like I could just be my most authentic self. And I try not to overthink it. I don't make it cute. I don't make it perfect. I'm just in a regular composition book and I just write whatever I'm thinking, whatever I'm feeling. I don't censor myself. I say whatever I want. I don't try to have a certain theme, a certain aesthetic. I don't try to do none of this. My tip for anybody who wants to get into journaling, just write. Don't think about how it looks, how it should be formatted. Just write. I just write random stuff. I just ramble, go on, like spelling. Who cares about spelling, punctuation? Nobody's reading this but you. Like, before I started, that was a main worry of mine. I was worried about how it would look and maybe I should get a bunch of different pens and maybe I should get a leather journal and do this and that. No, just write. I've written in pink, purple, green, black, white, not white, but black, blue. I've written in almost every color. My handwriting, some pages look neat, some pages are chaotic. It just depends on how I'm feeling. I don't really care. My composition journal is all bent and folded and fucked up, but I don't care because it works for me. So, for the people who want to journal out there, don't put too much thought into it. Just write how you feel and you'll feel 100 times better. I promise you. Because I felt 100 times better. The beginning of my quarantine, I'm not going to lie, I was in a weird headspace. I was adapting to being home, but I just wasn't in a good headspace. And then talking to my therapist and just kind of getting some shit straightened out in my life and journaling and trying to just whatever journey I'm on and I don't know. It taught me acceptance, and lately I've just been feeling so much better and I love it. I've just been accepting a lot of stuff in my life. I've been accepting a lot of stuff about who I am and what I want and where I want to go and how I'm going to get there. And I've been holding myself accountable, and I'm in a better place right now than I was when I first got home. And I'm going to figure it out. I know I am. I was stressing out about my future, which is normal. But I think I'm just going to allow my mental to chill a little bit before I get all neurotic and crazy. Because that's going to come. Right now, I'm just allowing myself to just be. While I figure out what I want to do. Which is easier said than done. It only took me 2 months to get to this spot. So, it is possible. It's just going to take a minute. Well, I don't want to say it's going to take a minute. It's not going to take a minute, but whenever you're ready, basically. Like I said, it took me 2 months, my damn self. I was supposed to have a whole little organized segment. That's the only reason why I decided to record today, because I had a whole little organized segment, but I don't want to talk about it today. I don't want to talk about it. I just wanted to come back before I look, y'all, I'm trying to get the tenses right. Before I dive back into my segments, I just wanted to come back and update y'all on what's been going on, because I've just been gone for so long and I've really been neglecting my podcast, and I don't want to do that. I'm quick to get uninterested in things. Like, I bought my skates and I've only ridden them. Come on, Destiny. Get the tenses together. Y'all, I'm really not this illiterate and look, illiterate. I just used the wrong word. I'm really not this slow in person. I don't know what the hell. I'm getting shy in front of the microphone again because I've been gone for a month. But look, y'all, I just lost my whole train of thought. Oh, my God. In conclusion, since I bought my skates, I've only went skating 3 times. That's what I was trying to say. I couldn't get it together. Y'all, when I become older, I feel like I'm going to have some form of dementia or I don't know what the fuck the terms are, but I feel like I'm going to be the old person that's going to have that. And I feel like I'm going to go deaf. Like, the other day, I was just sitting down, laying down, watching TV, and I just heard a, like, staticky sound. in my ear. So I looked it up and they talk about some tinnitus. So I'm thinking, am I going to get that? I don't know. My hearing is just, I'm not going to remember shit. I'm not going to hear shit when I'm 80. I've come to terms with it. I've accepted it and I'm preparing for it. I don't have to hear the bullshit no more. So I'm glad to be back. I really did miss this. I don't know why it took me so long to just muster up the courage to come back up here. I just really had to get some shit together in my personal life. And it's not completely together, but I'm ready to come back to my show. And I'm ready to be consistent. Because that's one of the... That's something on my list. I want to be more consistent and a little bit more organized with what I do. And I put the time and the investment into this podcast, and it's up to me to keep up with it and expand it. And maybe whatever I'm saying can get to the next person, or maybe not. I don't know. But this is a good thing for me to do, and I need to continue it. So shout out to the people who are supporting me and that's listening to this now. I really do appreciate it, y'all. I'm getting it together. I swear I am. Like, the next segment and the segment after that, the segment after that, and the segment after that, it's going to be together. I'm going to be back. I just had to take some time, and now I'm back, and I'm ready to go, and I have so much things to talk about, and I'm ready for discussions to evolve in every way, shape, and form. Even if it means I have to make my own artwork, edit my own audio. Don't even get me started on artwork, y'all. I have a story for y'all about me trying to get some artwork for my podcast. Ooh, I got a story for y'all. And don't think I forgot, y'all. Y'all know I didn't forget. You know I didn't forget. I wanted to announce the winner of the giveaway. It's been a month, but I did not forget. And I'm ready to announce who it is. So can I get a drum roll from my imaginary audience who's not here? I'll give one myself. The winner of the very first discussions giveaway is Miss Universal _ A, aka Autumn H. Honey, I will be cash apping you your money. Thank you for participating. Thank you for sharing me. Thank you for tagging your friends. I really appreciate it. I just was overwhelmed with the people who actually participated in my giveaway. It wasn't a lot, but it was something. So thank you for everybody who supported me, because you didn't have to, but you did. And I fuck with you. So Autumn, I will be cash apping you your money. Just send me that Cash App or Apple Pay. I have Apple Pay. I have Cash App. I have Zelle. I have it all. So just let me know what you want me to send you this money on. I'm going to reach out to her and I'm going to tell her that she won, and it's going to be beautiful. Thank you guys again for tuning in to this week's episode of Discussions. I am back. I am ready to be better. I'm ready to evolve with you guys, and I appreciate the continuous support. So until then, I'll see you when I see you.